Tamar Fry is with us in studio, I should say in temporary studio here at Nefesh B'Nefesh in Jerusalem. Tamar Fry is the Director of External Relations for Kesher Yehudi. Just move that mic a drop closer to you. And Tamar Fry, I say welcome to JM in the AM.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. So the war breaks out on Shmini Atzeres Simchas Torah, October 7th on the secular calendar. And until the war began, your organization has had, and you'll explain in a moment, I'll turn things over to you in a moment, your war has had an impact on religious life for not-so-religious people in this country. And then the war starts, and all of a sudden, the phone is ringing off the hook, as the expression goes. I know it's different these days, text and social media and everything else, but a lot of people are trying to get a hold of Kesher UD. Explain what the organization has done till now, and explain what's happened since October 7th.
Since 2012, we've been making chavrutot between secular and Haredi Israelis. The idea is to create close, ongoing relationships between the two sectors. And it's around Jewish subjects, mostly. We've had thousands of chavrutot, but it's been on a lower flame.
Right. Since the 11 beginning. Years of steady progress.
Exactly.
Right. There you
it's
go.
Been growing steadily, but not no big booms.
Right.
And since the war, it's been the big boom.
And what do people say to you? Those who don't have much of a ritual background, let's put it that way, those who don't have much of a background, what are they saying? Why are they reaching out to you at this time?
Both sides are very interested. The secular people feel like it's time to get to know their Jewish identity. Why are they Jewish? Why do they live in this country? What are we fighting for? Why does everybody hate us, etc.?
Wow.
And the Haredi Jews feel like they want to take part, they want to help, they want to be helpful, they want to support and give whatever they can give to their brothers.
So Jewish unity is not just chesed, and not just inviting someone for a Shabbos meal. Jewish unity can be done through Torah study as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. And Jewish unity is not a slogan. It's not we don't say we do unity. We actually do it. You get to know somebody from close. You care for them.
Right.
You want to help them. You want to be with them. You go through a process with them, and you can't hate the other side anymore once you get to know somebody in person.
Tamar Fry is with us, Director of External Relations for Kesher Yehudi. Before we continue, how do people get in touch with Kesher Yehudi?
Very easily online, www.kesheryehudi.com.
Simple as that. And yeah. People who want to be what we call a mentor, someone who comes in with an education, or somebody who wants to be, you know, inspired by more education, either one can get in touch with you in order to join the program.
Yes, absolutely.
More women or more men have been calling you, or is it basically even?
The regular chavrutot has been more ladies up to now. Now there's many, many more men joining as well.
Interesting.
And we have another very big program, which is the Mechina program, which is a pre-army preparatory program for secular high school kids. And we've joined with them to give every student a chavruta. In that program, we have 30 mechinot involved this year, over 30. And there, the number is equal because there's every student, every male student gets a male chavruta, every female gets female, and then the numbers are equal.
And what about ages? Are you seeing people in their 20s and people in their 80s, or are there other ages that are dominating the requests?
The regular chavrutot program has slightly older chavrutot, meaning above 30, more or less, up to 80. And the Mechina program is younger. The Mechina students are 18 to 19, and the chavrutot are slightly older because we take married young couples.
Give me the combination, the chavruta that stands out to you? What's been an unusual match? What's been something where, you know, you take extra pride in? Is there one like that?
Oh, we have loads and loads of very, very
interesting stories.
Yes. We have stories of people from very extreme backgrounds who became very close friends. And let me think of an example.
And obviously they changed each other's lives.
Absolutely. Know. Yes, by all means. Both sides.
Yeah, they participate in each other's smachot. And
Yes.
This is how this works.
Yes.
All because you've introduced them to Torah study. That's how it works.
Yeah.
But I'm sure you've also met, in all seriousness, you've probably met secular Jews who, you know, did not have much of a positive attitude, but were thinking of exploring, and then they became, you know, real fans of our tradition. Let's put it that way.
Yes. Every student who walks into the Chavruta program, more or less, the only knowledge they had of Haredi people is what they heard.
Right. The media.
On the media, right. Which is usually not very positive. Right. And every one of them changes the way they look at the Jewish world in one meeting. And every meeting ends with, I can't believe it. I've always been told such terrible things about all of you, and everything is so different. It's not what they pictured me. And yes, people change their attitude very, very quickly.
Yeah, I can imagine. No question about that. The website, by the way, has a dash in it. So go to kesher-yehudi.com. That's kesher-yehudi, Y-E-H-U-D-I.com, kesher-yehudi.com. And you'll be all set if you want to participate as a chavruta and join in. And I hope that people continue to express an interest in learning with others. Are they... Even on the Haredi side, it's not stopping. You get plenty of people who want to
do it. No. Baruch Hashem, no stop on either side. We've tripled the amount of chavrutot since Simchat Torah.
And I'm assuming it's all happening by phone, right? All the chavrutot?
Most of them. Some of them meet on Zoom, WhatsApp. Right. And we always try to match them geographically close enough they can meet every so often. We even give a bonus to people who want to go out together for coffee or a short meal. And so it makes them meet.
Because Torah study is one thing, but get together over coffee, and boy, are you to be united.
Yeah. We've got loads of going out, and it works very well. And once they meet, they get even closer.
All right, one of the benefits of this war, the war is terrible. Yes. And every day, everyone's thinking of hostages, and everyone's thinking of fallen soldiers. And it's hard. It's a stressful environment here. But there are some positive aspects of this war. And what you just described has to be one of the positive aspects.
Yes, Baruch Hashem.
Baruch Hashem. Yeah. Tamar Fry, Kesher Yehudi. Here's the information. Go to kesher-yehudi.com, kesher-yehudi.com. And if you know somebody in Israel who wants to hop on the train, so to speak, of Kesher Yehudi, let them know about this. They'll have an opportunity to study with somebody who is thirsting to know more about our tradition and heritage. Tamar, anything else you'd like to add?
We would love to see as many of you joining us.
Yeah. I mean, the truth is, you could include, in all seriousness, if people are English speakers, you could include people from outside of Israel as well, but they just wouldn't be able to get together for coffee that often. But but there are people listening right now who have friends and family in Israel who would be interested in participating, that's for sure.
Yeah, for all our brothers from abroad, they're all very welcome to take part and support financially. There's always need.
And there's a donate button on the website, I would assume.
Yes, absolutely.
Support the work of Kesher Yehudi. Don't just become a participant, a chavruta. Support the work of Kesher Yehudi by going to kesher-yehudi.com, kesher-yehudi.com. Kol HaKavod, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me.
A pleasure. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning edition of JM and AM.